Why must we be true to ourselves? And also, why didn't Mordechai just bow down? Was it worth putting a whole nation at risk? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Nitziv's Hamigdavar Lezecher Nishmas, my father, of Chaim Shmuel Ben Zev, and also for the Fuah Shleima of Sarah Bas Breindel. Talk this week about what are the ramifications of fooling ourselves, even a little bit, exaggerating, telling ourselves little white lies. This week's Parsha is Vayikra, but it's also Shabbos Zachar, where we read the piece from the end of Parsha's Kisetze, Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Yud Zayin, and focus on that today on the eve of Shabbos Zachar and Purim. Zachor es asher asah lecha Amalek, baderech betzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on your way out of Mitzrayim. And the Nitziv says three words that made me scratch my head and think. As many times as I've learned this, smach inyan lehakodem. This story, this parsha, this little sugya, this topic of Amalek should be linked to the thing that comes right before it in Parsha's Kisetze. And what is that? You get 1,000 points. You get 1,000,000 points if you know that's referring to uneven or unequal weights and measures. Rashi explains, based on the measures Tanchuma, im shikarta b'midos u'v'mishkalos, if you lied when it comes to weights and measures, have a doeg migiru ha'oyev. Start worrying. Start being apprehending the provocation of the enemy. And that's based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Yud Alef Aleph, Mozne Mirma Toivas Hashem. A false balance is an abomination to Hashem. And then right afterwards, right in the next Pasuk Beis, Ba Zadon V'yavo Kalon. If intentional sin comes, shame comes. Intentional sin brings shame, brings Toeva, abomination, and that is linked to uneven, unequal weights and measures. The Medrash there continues, Imra Isa Dorsha Midosav Sheker. If you see a generation that it's Midosav, its measures are Sheker, but here Midosav can also mean it's Midos, its characteristics are lies. Da Shahamalchus Misgare Beosador. Know that the kingdom, wherever they are, will and here the malchus can also be the malchus of Hashem, is going to take care of and come after that generation. Then it sort of explains, based on this, that Amalek appears to Bnei Israel as they leave Egypt because of the sin of mishkalos, of unequal weights and measures. Vuhupela, that's shocking, he says. Sharei lo haya b'midbar mischor, sheyeh b'hem midos mishkalos. There's no trade going on at that time. What does one have to do with the other? And he relates it to the Gemara in Baba Basra, Peches Amabez, the end of Perek HaSfina, where it refers to avon mishkalos, the sin of unequal weights and measures, where it says, chamur avon mishkalos yoter migilui arayos, that unequal weights and measures is worse than any kind of sexual profanity. And he asks, why? Why is this so much worse? Why is it, first of all, worse than any other form of stealing? And also, what's this comparison to Gilui Arayos? And he goes through and explains that a person comes to sin in one of three ways. One, a lack of faith in Hashem and in Hashem's Torah. Two, because you're overcome with desire. Or three, based on anger or other kinds of bad traits that affect your relationships with other people. And he goes on to say that the prime, the largest or the biggest, the first lack of faith is avodah zarah, idol worship. The second, the largest Taiva, the largest desire, the worst of the desires, is Gilui Arayos, and the worst of the bad character traits is murder. And of the three, the worst of all of them is Avodah Zarah, because it has to do with having a lack of faith. Vegam rachok min hatshuva, he says. And also, if you have a lack of faith, if you don't believe in Hashem, you're not gonna actually want to do or believe in doing tshuva and coming back. And so based on this, he explains that if somebody steals a precious stone from someone else, it could be that they're doing that from a sense of desire. They want to have it. They want the money. They want the stone, the gem, whatever it is. And that is like this concept of arayos, of taiva, of desire. However, somebody who sets their weights and measures unevenly, unequally, that's not because of desire. That is a lack of faith that Hashem will take care of your provenance, of whatever it is that you need to have food, to have sustenance, to live. So says the Nitziv, this is like Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's why the Gemara in Bava Basra explains that the unequal weights and measures, even though it's not Avodah Zarah in and of itself, it is a representative and worse than Gilui HaRayos, worse than any kind of desire, because it so shows a lack of faith in Hashem and prevents you because of your lack of faith in doing tshuva. And based on that, come back to the original time that Amalek is mentioned back in Sefer Shmos, when it actually happens, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. Hayesh, the Bnei Yisrael say, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. What led to the sin of Vayavo Amalek? They asked, is Hashem within us or not? And all everyone asks over there, what do you mean? They just went through all these great miracles. They just got through the splitting of the sea. How could they not understand if Hashem is among them? And then it's explained there that what does it mean that Hashem is among them? Hainu b'derech hateva, that Hashem will operate with them, even at a time when they can't rely on miracles anymore because Moshe Rabbeinu is not around. Is Hashem with me? Do I deserve to have Hashem with me? Do I deserve this hashgacha, this love and this guidance? And based on that lack of faith that Hashem loves us, that's why Amalek comes. And that is the sin of mishkalot, of uneven, unequal weights and measures, that we take matters into our own hands. We do this because we don't have faith in Hashem. And so why must we be true to ourselves? As Shakespeare said, this among all else, to thine own self be true. If you start with the little things, you end up with the big things, because it's about having faith, both in yourself, but more in Hashem, who will take care of you. And so why didn't Mordechai just bow down? Was it really worth putting a whole nation at risk? Why doesn't he bow down to Haman? The story of Amalek, the story of Purim, is that we lost ourselves. We doubted who we were, and we doubted Hashem's providence to take care of us. So we began to assimilate and sit at parties for 180 days. And even though it was using the utensils, the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash, it was only when we fought back, only when Esther stood strong, owned who she was, following Mordechai's lead to stand for what he believed in front of Haman. Only then could we be true to ourselves, to believe in Hashem and be saved. The Nitziv writes in Sheirit Yisrael, my father translated, made a book called Why Antisemitism. He answers the question, why antisemitism? Because we don't own who we are. And whenever we try too much to be like others, that's when they attack us. That's when they remind us to cling to Hashem's providence, to his Torah and his ways. May this be a reminder, this holiday, when we go from Yagon to Simcha in our lives, in a war, by clinging to Hashem, going from sorrow to great joy. May this Purim be the moment, may remembering what Amalek can do to us, May it remind us to cling to Hashem, to get closer, to believe in Hashem, to have faith in Hashem and ourselves, and bring about the Geula Shlema.